This is the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM.
And the tune from his album called Boss Tenor that was released back in 1960 on the Prestige record label. You are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM. We go out every Friday night between 9 and 10 and then again on a Monday night between 1 and 2 a.m. That was Gene Ammons, a saxophone player from Chicago, who was big in the 1940s, 50s and 60s. That tune was called My Romance from the album Boss Tenor. And of around the same time, we have Buddy Rich, and this is the jazz classic Stella by Starlight, a live version from the album Trios that was released back in the 1960s. So this is Buddy Rich and Stella by Starlight. Thank you. Rich on drums, also known as Trap. He started playing in the 1930s and carried on with his own big band in the last 20 years of his life up until the 1980s. And that was the jazz classic Stella by Starlight, a live version released on the Trio's album just last year. Now, we started off tonight's show with three great American artists, the saxophonist Gene Tammons on the tenor sax, Buddy Rich on drums. And now we're going to move to Phil Wood, somebody I've not featured very often on the show. This particular track is called Part 4 from the album called The Rite of Swing. And he was a saxophonist, an alto saxophonist, who played largely in the 1940s, 50s and 60s. This is Phil Woods. ¶¶ Alto sax. That particular tune is called Part 5 from the album called The Rite of Swing. And you are listening, of course, to the Jazz Hours radio show on the i103 FM. Now, next up, we have Thelonious Monk, probably one of the best known bop pianists of all time, influenced lots of other pianists that came after him. This particular tune is called Monk's Dream, Take 8, released from the album of the same name in 1963. This is Thelonious Monk.
Thank you.
Thelonious Monk, who was born in North Carolina. His parents moved to New York when he was about 5 years old. And his mother played in a gospel band, sang in a gospel band, and Thelonious Monk played the piano for that band. Now, as well as Thelonious Monk coming from North Carolina, our next artist, also a giant of jazz, John Coltrane, was born and raised in North Carolina. He moved to New Jersey when he was in his teenage years. So the next track is Neem from the album Giant Steps, released in 1960. This is a classic from John Coltrane. John Coltrane and Neem. And that particular track was from his album called Giant Steps, released in 1960. And of course, he became a band leader in 1957, was a band leader until his death in 1967 at the age of 40 from liver cancer, which was, of course, tragic. Now, on X Act is Charles Lloyd, who is still playing gigs, plays at lots of festivals in the UK. This is Charles Lloyd. And this particular tune is Last Night I Had the Strange Dream. And it's from the album called I Long to See You that was released in 2016. This is Charles Lloyd. Saxophone and Willie Nelson on vocals. Last Night I Had a Strange Dream from the album I Long to See You. Now, we've got an all-star cast list today on today's show, and the next one is Jack Dujonnet. This particular tune is called Tony Then Jack from their album called Hudson. This is Jack Dujonnet. The outstanding Jack Dujonnet on drums, featuring John Medeski on piano and the organ, John Schofield on the guitar, and Larry Grenadier on the bass. That tune is called Tony Denchak, released on the 2017 album called Hudson, which was to really showcase the music from the Hudson Valley, which is where all of those four musicians live. Now, going back to the 1940s, we've got Charlie Parker on saxophone, and this particular tune is called All the Things You Are, from the album of the same name. This is Charlie Parker.
The Jazz House with Sanj on 103 The Eye. Thank you.
have had an all-star lineup on tonight's show. That was Ben Webster together with the Oscar Peterson Trio and their track called Sunday from the Ben Webster's album, released back in 2000, called Ben Webster's Finest Hour. Now, if you want to go and see some live jazz, of course, we just had Sultan Stevenson at the Y in Leicester, and that was a tremendous gig. In March, the Attenborough Arts Centre is featuring Tori Freestone on the 7th of March. Should be a great gig. And then if you've not been to the Y Theatre before, we have the Alan Barnes Sextet playing on the 20th of March. Again, that should be terrific. So if you want to go and see live jazz, there's plenty of live jazz. And if you look on the MJazz website, that's emjazz.com, there's lots of great jazz all over the Midlands. And another fantastic venue, of course, is Peggy's Skylight in Nottingham. Now, next up, we have the band leader, composer Charles Mingus, and his classic called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, from the famous jazz album, his classic Mingus Ahum. Thank you. Eagles, it turns to Charles Mingus and Goodbye Pork Pie Hat from the album Mingus Ahem. You are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show, going out on the I-103-FM. We're going to close out tonight's show with another favourite of mine. This is the combination of Gary Burton on the vibraphone and Chick Corea on the piano. And it's from their classic album released in 1973 called Crystal Silence. And this particular tune is called Sin Your Mouth. So whatever you are doing this coming week, I hope you have a terrific time and you join us at the same time, same frequency next week on the I-103 FM. You are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show.